Remember the time when you stepped out of an exam at school thinking you didn't do so well? Or how about the first interview at the job that you're currently at where you wondered, who are you to evaluate and judge to other person, or getting assigned to a shiny new project and nervous about pulling it off or too afraid to raise your hand and ask questions with the fear that others will consider you stupid or not worthy of your position? These crippling thoughts of self-doubt, unwarranted sense of insecurity may stem from multiple sources and expectations of parents or someone who we care about, conflicts during our life, high stress jobs, workplaces where even small mistakes are criticized. This little voice in our head can fend for itself into, can fend herself into like limiting beliefs. That our ideas are not worthy of others' attention, or that we don't fit in. It's called imposter syndrome or imposter experience, as many like to call it. But it's a natural part of being human. Think of it as like a feature and learn to manage it instead of like considering it a bug and trying to get rid of it. Okay. This is some of the things that I realize being new to Germany and having a fresh start, you know, wanting a fresh start and praying for a fresh start. You know, you got to be prepared for what you pray for. And these are some of the things that you'll be faced with at different times in your life, like not necessarily moving to Germany, of course, but a new job, an exam, a test. You know, we're looking at the driver's license in a totally different country. Like, imposter syndrome will tell you that you're not good enough to do this. And it's linked to like, you know, I'm thankful that it's a natural reaction, right? But it's learning how to conquer self-doubt, okay? Because it's fear, it's curiosity, it's stress, it's self-awareness, it's anxiety, it's learning, it's insecurity, it's questions, it's conflict, and it's being real, okay? I was on the cusp of leaving my facility spot at Stanford. So you would think, if imposter syndrome is so common, it must be widely accepted, right? Though most of us have experienced this feeling multiple times in our life, it's an elephant in the room that no one wants to talk about. Now, I'm with my family here, so I'm going to talk about these feelings so that my kids are aware that, hey, this is normal to feel the way that you do, okay? I'm not going to, you know, quiet them and be like, you know, so we're all stressed out, blah, blah, blah. No, like, I like that you're telling me how you're feeling right now, because it's real. And we have to remember, like, we literally flipped our world upside down for this opportunity that sits in front of us. And opportunities don't always look good at first, but they end up being what you needed at the right time. Like, the timing is there. Okay. So the belief that acknowledging this feeling will make us look weak or tarnish our image sounds like a loser, makes up experience, and they want to silence the imposter syndrome and deal with it in silence. And that is something that I do not want my children to do. I don't want my husband to do, because if we know that we're all feeling this way, then it decreases the burden. Like, it removes the burden from ourselves with the thoughts of suffering internally, with the belief that we are not the only ones. You know what I mean? So it has been very helpful to sit there and talk about what this kind of looks like. So whether there is some reality to it, or it's just a feeling, is something that only you can find out through self-awareness and action. So obsessing over it is not going to make it disappear. Worse, not dealt with properly, imposter syndrome can prevent us from being effective at our jobs, in our life, as it creates a mental barrier to release our full potential, okay? And everybody goes through this. Like, you can just think about it. In your mind, a time when you went through something where you were convinced that you were not going to get through it. An exam, a job interview, maybe the spouse that you're with right now, maybe, I don't know, the house that you're in right now, maybe the car. Like, just think about it. Those feelings, they are real. At the time it's happening, it is real. How did you talk to yourself at that time? What did you do to get through it? Who helped you in those moments? Right? So People who are satisfied or egocentric sometimes live with a false sense of superiority that gives way to wrong judgment and irrational decisions. Some people are limited in their thinking and their accomplishments as they construct a distorted version of their own reality and ignore signals around them telling them a different story. Okay. Dealing with imposter syndrome is not easy and it's not pleasant, but it's what inspires us to question our choices, confront our own feelings, and think deeply about the underlying root cause. Learning to deal with the feeling of self-doubt can turn anxiety, unworthiness, into a desire to do better and strive for more. So what can we do? What can we do about that? How to achieve more by taking control of self-doubt and learning to overcome imposter syndrome. It's not a permanent phenomenon that controls and guides all of our actions at work. It is psychological, and it presents itself in phases of doubt about ourselves, our capabilities, and what we can achieve. It can be in the form of anxiety with every new challenge, feeling of having to do it all over again. This move, we have to do it all over again. Let me correct that. This move, we get to do it all over again. So we already come prepared. We have done this before numerous times. I can't tell you how many times I've moved in my life, but we will get through this. But in the beginning, it's uncomfortable and it's ugly and it's fearful and you have questions and everything is so new that you feel like a fish out of water, right? So now's the time to sit back, observe, and really assess and take notes and be better tomorrow, okay? The other part is when we measure ourselves to others and their success as it looks out to us. So when I look around, like everybody in Germany feels stable and happy and strong. Like I think I talked about when I go for a walk in the trail, like this is where I usually feel the most confident. And I'm walking in the trail and I'm seeing like, you know, these precious older people who are just, they're so strong in their stature that I feel like I am walking with my shoulders, like they can see that I'm not certain, you know, and that kind of messes with me because I'm like, I've never felt like this before. But I'm so grateful that the kids and the family and we're feeling. I mean, you're feeling, right? We're alive. And when you're alive, you deal with all of these emotions. So I'm like, well, I've got a new goal to attain. I have something to strive for. Be stronger, right? Fear of evaluations at work. Like fear of evaluations. Like I think I was talking to my husband the other day. I have one of my old like action plans or evaluations from like the job that I worked at for 15 years. And there's a rating out of like 4. Out of 4 is your rating, right? So like basically it's telling you, 4 is perfect. But if you have less than 4, you're not perfect. Actually, I remember what it is. It was my appraisal, my performance management evaluation form. I brought it with me. I didn't even realize that I brought it. And for some reason I have it with me. And now I know why, because I have to do my resume over. But in this performance management, you can't get any higher than what I was told, a 3.0. Yet I had like 80 cases, which is triple the number for a caseworker to have. But I was being told that I couldn't get more than a 3.0 for carrying such a high load case and not even putting an account to the stress and the time and the energy that you were putting towards making sure that everybody on this case was receiving equal opportunity and quality of services. So that fell for me. I remember at the time and leading up to it, I just was like, I'm not just meeting expectations, I'm exceeding. You know, for me, I was exceeding, but, you know, my supervisor, she was super kind and super, you know, she's just like, well, we have to do like this whole thing to explain why. And, you know, by the end of the mid conversation, I just had to turn my brain off and just be like, Trish, you are exceeding expectations. No matter what this, it's just a piece of paper. It doesn't, you know, the fear of evaluations is not going to overcome you right now. So I just want to put that out there. Like, even though you're being evaluated, that is not you. You know, what people say of you is not for you. It's how you feel about yourself. And so that part of you has to stay high in order to keep moving forward. Okay, so the other part is we feel undeserving of our status at work, right? I can only speak for myself, so I'm going to say I a lot, but we went to go see a house the other day, and it's a beautiful house. Like, I fell in love with this house, I think, from the moment I walked into the kitchen, because that's where we spend most of our time, and I really miss cooking. Oh my God. I just need to eat some real food. I need to bake for my family. I need to show love. This one way of showing love is being able to cook and have it for the family, and, you know, like, know that, you know, when you come home, there's a home-cooked meal for you, and we just haven't been able to do that, and it's so heartbreaking. It's so hard. But this house was just, I just see us in this house. Like, I literally said to myself, like, we've gone through so much, and I don't take the time to sit back and really analyze everything, because usually I push through. Like, we had sold a house here, we have another house in Arizona. Like, the fact that we were even able to buy a house is like, holy cow. You know, that's a huge milestone that I never, ever, ever manifested or wished for. I just wished for stability and clarity and abundance of wealth and health. And, you know what I mean? Like, these things, like, you don't understand how powerful that is. So even up to now, I forget that we own a house in Arizona, because some part of me has that imposter syndrome where I have a lot of self-doubt when it comes to things that are not a daily conversation. Like, ask me to fill out a paper or organize or write a court report, or, you know, I'm no doubt in that at all, where other people would be stressing, right? So it's just really interesting how that kind of works out. So once again, the house is beautiful, the neighborhood is nice, the people in the neighborhood are kind, the people in the town aren't kind, the landlord was phenomenal. Like, I couldn't ask for the day to go any better than what it is and what it was. And it just made me feel like, am I being set up? Like, is this real? Is this, you know, like, so yeah, so that brain thing kept going in, and I'm like, okay, Trish, sit in your feelings. What's going on with you? Where is this coming out? And it just turns out self-doubt. I had self-doubt growing up. Of course I have. I'm freaking homeless. I haven't lived with my mom. I'm shipped around to different family members. People, you know, people are people, and they're trying, and they did their best, and they took me to wherever they could. But then that was it. And I was a child. So I can't, in separating that into my adult life and things that you're putting yourself out there, right? You're making these changes in your life, and they have to be scary. If they're not scary, allegedly you're not doing it right. You know, like, there is true fear, and that's the fear that I sit with. I don't sit with the fear on TV, and I don't sit with the fear on the news, and I don't sit with, but I believe that you have to be cautious, and you have to go out and be prepared, and everything that you're doing today is preparing you for another day. Not for today, but for another moment in life. And that's what you have to keep reminding yourself when you're moving forward. So receiving appreciation with cynicism, you know, it's something that we were all used to. And it's not okay. It's not okay. So, you know, learn to kind of brush that off. Like, that stuff, that doesn't bother me too much. I'm like, I'll catch it, but I'm like, what the hell? That was kind of weird. Like, whatever. You know, because you're going, you have to have your ego sometimes to carry you over, like, some of this stuff that's going on. Question or choices of the line of work, you know, like, when I tell somebody what job that I do, and I'm talking to somebody who's like a part of an IT world, which is like the area that we came from, they're kind of like, okay. Like, and that's okay, because I don't expect to know their job, and I don't expect them to know my job. I just know that my shit's important and their shit's important, and that's all that matters. Like, you know, are you a good person? Like, your job is not your ranking in life. Like, how are you as a person? And that's the most important part for me. Like, when I have friendships, that is the part that I value the most. And some of the friendships that I have, I know that it's on the fence because, you know, whatever. But it doesn't stop me from being a good person. It doesn't stop me from loving other people. It doesn't stop me from being me. And that's very important, because all you have is you in the end. All you have is you in the end, okay? And how you walk, you know, you spread joy or you suck the living hell out of people. And I love people. I love different experiences. I love cultures. I love differences. I love people's different perspectives on things. Like, I want to hear about it all. I do. But if I'm getting backlash and a barrier and all this other stuff, then it's not worth that. My energy doesn't lay there. It's time to move on and do something else. And I'm not going to sit in that uncomfortable feeling because somebody else is uncomfortable, because you will feel that energy. You will feel it. It either feeds you or it kind of sucks you dry and you feel it. And I am very intuition driven. I'm an empath. Like, I get it. This is not a place for me, but I'm still going to be kind, smile. All right. Have a good day. All right now. All right. Bye. You know, so yeah. And then the other one is like, we feel like we don't know what we are doing and why we are doing what we're doing. You know, like sometimes you just lose awareness of that. And so you have to remind yourself, like, just remind yourself, be kind to yourself, be compassionate with yourself, understand how far you've come, all that you've done to get to this point, all of the things that you were prepping for this point, you know, and know that you will have that back times 10, right? Because if you're learning, you're growing. And that is so important, is to continue to learn so that you can grow. And learning takes place everywhere and anywhere, in natural environment, in a formal environment, in a non-formal environment. Like, you grow and you learn, and that's beautiful. So let's learn to embrace imposter syndrome in three simple steps. So do not sweep your feelings under the rug, okay? Conflicts in life are good, as they provide a mechanism to question our ideas, our knowledge, and our beliefs. Leaning into the conflict can set us up on a path of self-exploration, all right? Instead of being paralyzed by the feeling, embrace it. Learn who we are in that moment, thinking about our past and achievements, past achievements, right? Questioning what we don't know can help us understand our own strengths and weaknesses. This is critical. Like, you really got to sit in those feelings, embrace the learning portion, and really think about your past achievements and question what you don't know, what you didn't know then that you know now, like your strengths and your weaknesses. Do you know your strengths and weaknesses? Because some of us don't, and that could be rough. Like, you got the obvious ones, like, hey, I'm hell of emotional. Like me, I'm hell of emotional. I am. It depends on my surrounding, my environment, what's going on. Like, I'm not reactive, like, verbally and aggressively, but my body lets me know that, hey, you know, this is either good for you or it ain't going to work out. Or give a little bit more time. Like, I get it. I have no qualms about how I feel about things. And because if I'm not comfortable in a situation, I don't feel like I fit in, then it's time for me to go, right? This opportunity is not for me, it's for somebody else, and me leaving will give the next person an opportunity to, you know, either fit in like a perfect puzzle or not. Like, you just, it's not about you, it's about the bigger picture, and like, it is what it is. Like, this world is so funny that way. It's just crazy. Instead of being paralyzed by the feeling, embracing it and learning who we are in the moment, thinking about our past achievements, questioning what we don't know, and can help us understand. And I know I said this before, our own strengths and weaknesses. So I just want to repeat that, right? So self-awareness applied at these moments of vulnerability, accepting them first without the fear of being judged, without worrying about the image we have created in ourselves, can set us free and lead us to make the right choices for our own good. So be surprised to learn a new reality about yourself by not hiding it from this feeling and accepting it with a positive outlook. All right. So the first one was, do not sweep your feelings underneath the rugs. Sit in that feeling and try to figure out what mechanism are you looking at? You know, your knowledge, you're questioning your beliefs, you're leaning into the conflict, and you're setting this path up for self-exploration, right? So the second one is, cultivate confidence by leveraging your strengths. We typically obsess over things we don't know without understanding the things we do well and easily. We burden ourselves to stick to the image we have created, projecting that outward confidence and attitude of know-it-all, while our inner self struggles to keep up with it. This internal conflict makes us feel petrified to be out of depth and not experienced enough at our jobs. So instead of leveraging our strengths and learning about our limitations, we waste time and energy in dealing with this self-induced conflict. Building confidence at work requires accepting what we don't know. So accepting what we don't know, accepting that we don't know everything, that we can't know everything, it's not our job, helps remove a lot of the stress. Take a realistic view of our role. Understand what we need to know really, really well. The important things that you require your own expertise. And we can't be delegated to make the best use of other skills. Be open to learning new things and adapting new ways of doing things by applying growth mindset as opposed to a fixed mindset. And I'll talk about the growth mindset and the fixed mindset in a sec. Like when we're dealing with children and we're having like these life skill courses, and the importance of teachers is like they're applying the growth mindset. Like, yes, we can do this. We're going to break it down in little steps, and then we're going to accomplish it step by step by step. This is very important for the growing mind, for any mind that wants to learn and be better. A growth mindset takes time. A fixed mindset is like, I'm not doing it. I would never do that. I would never do what she did. I would never say that. I would never. You won't say never because if you're in a growth mindset, you're going to do it. You're going to fuck up. You're going to get it done. You're going to pick your face off the floor, and then you're going to keep moving forward. And if you do that and you have judgment in there, it makes it very difficult to the point where you're almost at a fixed mindset and you're just not going to do it based off what other people say. And you can't go off what other people say. Read it, apply it, and go for it. Right? Find people that are a specialty or expert in that area so that you can grow and figure out, hey, you know, oh, I can do that part, but I'd like to do that at the end. Well, you don't go to the end immediately. You have to take steps to get there. And it takes a long time. It takes a long time. Be comfortable in the knowledge that the world is full of uncertainty and certain things are beyond our control. Bottom line, certain things are beyond our control. When you're able to separate those two things, I don't want to say life becomes better, but you're on your way. You're on that growth mindset. You're on that path to being a better you, okay? Recognize your limitations and put our strengths to best use. Get rid of the perfectionist mentality. I don't care what other people think about you. If they think, oh, she thinks she's so perfect, it doesn't matter. What do you think about yourself? Do you have a growth mindset? Are you trying to be better? Are you learning? All right? That's all that matters. Don't be fixated on what other people have to say. Do this for yourself. Do this for the long term. Do it for your family. Do it so that when you have to do it again with your family, you're able to help them out with a player, with a coworker, whatever it is, whatever you're going through. Know that at some point you're going to have to be there for somebody else, and you're going to be not an expert, but you'll be familiar with it, and you'll be able to, like, you know, walk them through, help them through. And I'm not saying like, oh, tell them what to do. No, what you're feeling right now, I totally get it. I was there. You're going to be all right. Show you compassion. Maybe come over for dinner. We'll give you a break. You know what I mean? Like, bring the kids over so you can get a break. Like, that's the kind of support you're looking at. It's not monetary. It's not materialistic. It's that natural support. Once we learn about ourselves, our strengths and limitations, and accept it, we can then act on it and build the confidence to achieve success in life, at work, wherever it is. Do what you're made for. Yes. Then get better and better. Eradicate the weaknesses. Yes, but only within strength. So I just want to leave you with, be humble, be curious. We are all born curious. As children, we ask questions about everything. How, when, where, what, who. Adults don't judge such children of not knowing or subject them to feeling of like lowness. Rather, children who question are appreciated for being curious thinkers. Yet as we grow, not knowing is considered embarrassing. Asking is a sign of weakness. Leaders are expected to know everything with the belief that vulnerability is for losers and we don't ask for help. At work, asking for others' viewpoints, taking their advice is not important, it's essential. Uncover your blind spots by creating an environment that encourages open dialogue, where people feel safe to talk about challenges. Not knowing is good as it enables us to consider and evaluate multiple opportunities and not stick to our default choice. Instead of feeling like an imposter, be curious like a child. Accept that you don't know and then find ways to learn it. Do not stop seeking answers until you are satisfied. I hope you guys have a wonderful day and that you found this interesting. It is a very powerful feeling, and we've got strategies and tactics to, like, you know, jump into it and figure out what the elephant in the room is. And you can do this at home. Like, why imposter syndrome isn't bad and how to conquer the self-doubt. We all come with self-doubt. It stems from a million different things, but it's not a one-stop shop. It's not a stop sign. It's like, okay, what's going on? You know, give myself compassion. How can I get through this? Where does this stem from? Where am I going? What am I trying to learn? And can I be patient with myself while I'm learning? Because we don't know everything. And that's a gift, because that means you have a lot more living to do. So thanks for joining the Reckless Podcast. I have decided not to put the music on the background because people were saying, like, hey, it's too loud. I can't hear you. I really want to hear you. And it's disruptive. So no more music in the background. And this is just what it is right now. I look forward to hearing from you all. Go ahead and shoot me a DM at trish_master.lifecoach on Instagram, or shoot me an email at stickproductions@gmail.com. Or just send a voicemail here, okay? I have some stuff to read about some really cool reviews. People want me to let y'all know, and when I get an opportunity, I will. And just to give you an update about our process right now, we did find a house that we enjoy, that, like I mentioned earlier, and the paperwork has to go through, and I am not going to sit in that feeling for too long because it makes me anxious to sit there and wait. Are we accepted? Are we going to go? Like, I have so many other things to do that this is a good time to just get it done. So I hope to hear from you guys soon, and I'll just be posting as much as I can. Take care.